You kind of go into these competitions with a social impact that you want to make. Specifically for me, that would be my platform would be sexual assault awareness. I want to kind of spread that word and spread my platform. But you also have a responsibility to the community, so going to the community events and kind of showing your face and support, and as well as being a role model for specifically children and then young people across the county.
And you were especially brave and willing to share your personal experience with the judges. Can you talk about coming to the decision to be willing to share that experience and why you feel like it's important for other people to understand?
I definitely think it was a part of my healing to think about, well, if I can tell this story and it can get the word out, so hopefully it doesn't happen to anyone else, then I think it's worth it because it was something horrible to go through, but keeping someone else from going through that, I think is worth sharing.
You've come out against Sonoma State and some of their policies. Can you talk about how you feel like universities can make their campuses safer for students?
I think specifically being more defensive for victims so that they feel more comfortable coming forward. There are legal policies in place, specifically the Jean Clary Act, and that established Title IX, which states that there needs to be a victim-centered policy on campus when a victim does come forward and share something. But historically, that hasn't been the case. And so I think that that definitely needs to be reinforced on campuses.
And you're also the first openly gay winner of the competition. Can you talk about what that means to you?
Opening the door as the first means that the door's open so more can come through, right? So I want to get to the place where there can be a gay winner, a bisexual winner, a straight winner, and no one's like, oh my gosh, this is a huge deal because it's awesome and it's fun, but at the same time, it's like, I'm still a normal person.
Did you ever feel like that was a barrier for you to enter competitions in the first place?
I wasn't super forthcoming about it initially just because I wasn't sure how I would be received. I remember at one of the first competitions I did, someone said, was talking about having a lesbian competing and saying, like, oh my gosh, she was a lesbian and we didn't even know and we were all competing with her. And then it was kind of like, oh, should I ever say anything about this ever? And a director I worked with was really encouraging, kept kind of saying, like, no, like, it's a part of who you are and it's special and it's good and you shouldn't hide it. And that's kind of where I think I became more confident in it. And then moving to Sonoma County, I feel like I've developed into myself so much. And instead of feeling like this big cloud and weight hanging over my shoulder, it's like, oh yeah, like I'm 21, I go to Sonoma and I'm gay. And that's just a part of who I am.
You're also the first winner not to compete in the swimsuit competition.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
Do you feel like some of the other competitors will feel more comfortable to not do that in the future?
I think it's definitely going to encourage people to compete. I think in the past, when I have talked about these competitions, I've talked about saying, like, oh, you should compete. And they'll be like, what about the bathing suit? And I'm like, it's so fun. Like, you feel so confident. And like, once you walk on stage in a bathing suit, you can do anything. And that's like sort of your pitch. Like, you have to push the bathing suit competition. And it's nice to just be able to say, like, you know, you can come and you can compete and you can win some scholarships. And that's an awesome time. And if you get this title, you get to go be in the community. And it really, I think, sells itself now. And I think it promotes a lot of acceptance too. It's not a barrier anymore.